Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
All right, we are back, and I first saw the name of the book, and I said, Being Happy, and let me give the whole name here, Being Happy, The Sacred Art of Letting Go and Letting God, and I thought, okay, and then I started to read what the book was about, and I now find this fascinating and challenging for a lot of people to perhaps adopt the style of our guest, Anne K. Ross. She's a certified spiritual life coach, passionate about guiding people on their life journey, and she's got a fascinating background, but I it'll take too long to go through it all, so I'll introduce her, and maybe she can fill in some blanks. The book is published by Balboa Press. And, you know, usual way, you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I'm giving it the stamp of approval. Anne, it's so nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate being here.
I gave you a brief introduction. I could have taken the whole segment for introducing you. Is there anything you'd like to mention in the introduction that I gave you that I perhaps should not have left out?
No, I think you nailed it right on spot. I just enjoy being happy and enlightening people and sharing my tools. I actually call them toys because my main motto in life, as in my coaching, is make life a game. And so,
you know,
in
a sense, it's easier said than done, in a sense, because there are people living under such dire circumstances, whether it's health issues, family problems, job problems, overall misery with choices they've made in life. I mean, that represents a pretty substantial portion. I don't mean half or anything like that, but it's up there. How can you give this kind of advice to them, and what would be the trigger to get them to make changes in their lives?
Well, to me, the trigger would be the pain that they're suffering in. And we've all had it. I totally agree with you, Stu. I've had it, and I've used these tools to get me out of that rut, to get me from feeling that life is hopeless to life is unlimited possibility. And by doing the affirmations, even doing simple breathing techniques, that can get you to the next point and to the next point. And I agree, you can't be happy all the time, but you can be content, you can be confident, and you can know and trust that there's a better future out there for you based upon your dreams. And when we were children, we used to be so creative and imaginative that, you know, the sky was the limit. And I think people forget that we're always going to be kids. And, you know, go back to that feeling and start really allowing yourself to enjoy yourself, be playful, be creative, and hang around people and places that give you support.
Yeah, but positive surroundings are important. You talk certainly about adopting a manner of perhaps using meditation, which I've never been able to do, and I've given up on it. But I am in favor. I think breathing techniques is great. But returning to enjoy the things that you enjoyed in your childhood. I mean, there are lots of things that when you get older, like I am, or perhaps like you, you'd like to do, but you can't because they'd arrest you. So, I mean, Where are the limits, and what kind of toys are you talking about?
The toys that I'm talking about are just what we briefly touched upon, the breathing, the meditation, affirmation, setting intention. Like, for instance, I set an intention that today when I spoke with you, I was going to have an enjoyable, engaging conversation, and we would create a real nice relationship. And so when you set an intention before a meeting or before you have to go talk to somebody, it kind of gives you that little extra confidence boost. And the other toys that I love playing with are goal setting. And I'm going to touch back on meditation just for a little bit, if you don't mind.
No, please. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I've been meditating for 20 years, and I totally agree. It's not easy, but then anything we learn that's new is not easy. When we first learned to walk or ride a bike, it wasn't easy, but as we kept the practice going, it's not so much sitting and meditating. It's what meditation will do for you after the fact. So I meditate every day, 15 minutes. Some days are great. Some days are not so great, but I keep at it. And what I've noticed is that it really sets the intention for my day, because if I miss a meditation, my day kind of goes wonky a little bit. And then I have to kind of get mindful and say, okay, I just have a moment of peace and try to be in that meditative state no matter where I'm at. And then I just kind of go back into my flow of the day. And it definitely is helpful, but I can encourage you to just sit for 5 minutes. It's not so much quieting the mind as it is just allowing yourself to feel, and the breathing. The breathing, if you focus on the breathing during meditation, that helps quieting the mind.
You must also be a supporter of yoga, which I tried and couldn't stand it after 2 meetings.
I used to do yoga, but my body's telling me that, you know, I'm limiting my physical activity to what my body says is right for me. And that's like the limits that we were talking about earlier. As a child, yeah, you could get into trouble if you climb a tree at our age or you do something that is not appropriate. And so touching in on your higher source, the infinite intelligence, God, if you will, is how we know what's right and what's not right for us to do. And how do we know that? By how we feel. So if I usually get downloads and messages all the time because I'm open to receive. And I know that if it's negative, then it's not right for me. It's my ego stepping in saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that. You want to stay over here and be miserable. But if it's neutral or positive, then you know you're on the right path. And you don't have to know the end result. You know your goal, but you don't have to know the specific steps.
And I, you know, I always tell people life's a game, and it's a game except when it comes to your family, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your, you know, to your job. You can even look at your job as being somewhat of a game, but obviously you've got to take it very, very seriously. And what does someone do when they reach a certain point? I mean, I've always been a prankster. I've always enjoyed putting people in quote situations where they don't know how to respond. Are you recommending that I continue or I become a serious radio talk show host?
I think you should just be Stu and you should have fun at what you do. And I agree that there's a certain serious aspect of every job, but you can have fun while you're at your job and not making fun of people, or you don't want to be hurtful. You just want to enjoy the gift that that person has to offer. And especially for an interviewer, I would imagine you get to talk to such a wide range of people and their jobs and their what they do, who they are. And that would be, to me, very exciting.
Well, you know, there's always the lure of doing so. I love what I'm doing, but I don't mean not to stop doing this, but to do something else. Life can be additive. You don't have to replace something with something else if you like what you're thinking of replacing. We got really a minute or two, and I'd be really eager to hear what you have to say in closing, since our time is limited here, something we haven't discussed that you'd like to close with.
Well, let's see. I think we've touched on a lot of things. I just really encourage people to be their true self. And it's a journey. And I think that the more we journey and the more we have these questions, and to find out the questions and seek people who have the knowledge, a life coach, anybody in that type of industry, or maybe it's something that you're interested in as far as a career, research, take action every day, and do affirmations. I really enjoy affirmations. One of my favorite ones that I say it all the time is, I love myself. I love myself. I am happy. I am happy. And it kind of just tells your cellular structure how to be. And then that gets you to the next moment. And all of a sudden you come in with a download of great ideas and you're set for the day, and be proud of who you are without having the titles and the duties.
I hope you've helped a lot of people here with some wonderful advice. Ann Ross, Be Happy. Being Happy, the sacred art of letting go and letting God. And thanks so much. It's published by Balboa Press. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stu. And if anyone wants to reach me, you can reach me at my website at annetroth.com.